Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. The Mound House on Fort Myers Beach will host its first Music on the Mound concert on Saturday, April 21st, to benefit its Summer Scholarship Fund. And Southwest Florida singer-songwriter and performer Sheena Brooke will headline the event. Sheena performs prolifically at venues around Southwest Florida, and her passionate fans here locally were thrilled to get to watch her compete in the 12th season of NBC's The Voice. Last year, she dropped her first EP as well, and we are delighted to have her join us today to perform live in studio. Sheena Brooke, welcome to Gulf Coast Live, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
We're also speaking with Allison Giesen. She's Director of Cultural Resources at the Mound House and serves as its Museum Director. You're the Executive Director. You do it all, right?
Yes. Thank you for having us today, John.
Absolutely. And the Mound House, remains the oldest structure on Estero Island. It sits atop a 2,000-year-old shell mound made by the Colusa Indians. And in addition to the museum, which explores our region's history and prehistory, the Mound House provides a variety of cultural and environmental education programs for visitors of all ages. And I invite listeners to join our conversation as well. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Allison, first of all, can you, maybe give us more of a general idea of what the Mound House is all about?
You know, I can sit here and talk and tell you all great things, but I really need to invite people out to the venue. You can check out our website. It is an absolutely beautiful place off the Estero Bay on the Back Bay. We offer many different programs, and the Music on the Mound is just one of many that we are doing to serve our community. So we're very excited about. We have tours daily, our beautiful museum that just opened less than 3 years ago, and all of our environmental education and different programs that we have, our kayak tours, boat tours to Mound Key, all the different things that we are trying out in order to serve our public and to get the message out about the conservation for the environment and the preservation of that site.
And the Mound House went through millions of dollars in renovations just a few years ago. I know you were with the organization at the time. That had to be exciting.
It really was. I actually came in at the last year of the restoration and when exhibits and the museum was being developed. So many people have put so much hard work into that site, and it really shows. And I really encourage people to check out our website and come out and visit us, and especially to come to this great event that we're having, Music on the Mound. It's a long time in the making, so we're very excited to have Sheena be the very first artist for that.
Yes. And Sheena, before we get too much further into the conversation, I want to give folks an opportunity to hear you perform. So go ahead and tell us what your first song is. Small Town Paradise, correct?
Yeah. I actually wrote this song about Fort Myers Beach with my wife. We live on the island, and we're actually at the Mound House a couple times a week, almost every day, walking my dogs and just enjoying such a beautiful spot. So I'm excited to be a part of it. It means a lot to us, so it's to be the first performer.
All right.
I'm excited.
Well, let's hear Small Town Paradise.
Right. Ooh, yeah. We work hard as hell, play even harder. We know how to take it easy, baby, laying out in the water. Don't you want to cut loose, have a beer? Gone past, jump off the pier, stop right there. You gotta breathe in the southern air, barefoot, tan lines, wild hearts, sunshine, top down, high tide. Load up the pontoon, take it for a ride, cool off Bud Light, go fishing in the moonlight. Been a lucky and living right here for all my life. In this small town paradise, ooh, we party on the beach, building bonfires. I go tearing off in my Jeep, digging holes with my tires. I love feeling that sand between my toes, catching those beads from the shrimp as floats. Stop right there, you gotta breathe in the southern air. Barefoot, tan lines, wild hearts, sunshine, top down, high tide. Load up the pontoon, take it for a ride, cool off Bud Light. We go fishing in the moonlight, been a lucky and living right here for all my I've been lucky and living right here for all my life in this small town paradise. Yeah.
All right. That was Sheena Brooke performing her song Small Town Paradise about our small town paradise of Fort Myers Beach. And she is going to be performing at the first Music on the Mound concert. That's April 21st at the Mound House on Fort Myers Beach, which, of course, is going to be a great event. And that's going to be supporting their summer camp scholarship fund. So, Allison, tell us maybe a little bit more just about the summer camp program and I guess who would be eligible for to benefit from this fund.
You know, this is something that we've really wanted to start since the Mound House has opened 3 years ago, and it's something that we feel very passionately about to give back to our community. So we're really looking for people to apply for scholarship funds, local beach kids, and to help with that educational process that we know is so important to, you know, to be a part of. So this is our very first event, and we're really pleased, and we hope people that will come out and help support that for us, because as you know, education is just so important. So we hope to be able to start planning that summer camp when we get our funds. People can check our website for up-to-date information. It becomes available. We are looking for next summer, so it won't be this summer, but it will be soon. So we're very excited about that.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, the Mound House itself, call that because it sits on a Colusa shell mound, some 2,000 years old. So really a big part of what you do is connecting people living and visiting Fort Myers Beach now with the rich, rich history of this region.
Yeah. And, you know, I think all of our visitors that have been there are just really amazed at all the rich history that we have there on Fort Myers Beach. Yeah. And it is a little piece of paradise, jewel of the island.
It's a very special place.
It really is. It really is. And the time frame of the history is also starting with the Colusa 2,000 years ago and going through time to the contemporary history of when the town of Fort Myers Beach purchased the property and all the effort that went into that and all the community members coming together. And it's just a really special story. And we would love to share that story with others.
I know it was some time ago, but can you maybe give us some insight into why the town decided to buy and invest in this property?
You know, there was a lot of community members that and that started, gosh, in the 90s, actually, way before the town of Fort Myers Beach actually got the funds from the Florida Community Trust and other organizations to buy the property. I think that they realized the significance and in this area, how few areas have this preserved Colusa Indian shell mound. So I think that, you know, as soon as the town was incorporated, actually, they started this project, and just volunteers and community members just have worked tirelessly to get this secured. And I am just so excited to be a part of that process because it has been an effort for, my goodness, over 25 years.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I keep saying the Mound House, but it's really, it's a whole site. It's a property. And I love going there and seeing the well-curated, you know, native plant life that's available is, I mean, I imagine there's a lot of work that goes into maintaining that.
There is. You know, we're all about bringing the native plants back into our community and also creating a habitat for the wildlife that is so much needed right now. So it is a great place to learn about the native plants, about the environment, about the history, about the Estero Bay Aquatic Preserve and all that goes into the mangroves and all of the waterways. We have a great kayak launch that is part of the Great Colusa Blue Way that is free to the public that want to go out and use it, plus a fishing pier. We have 3 acres of property for people to just come and enjoy and really connect with nature and history of the area.
And these kayak tours, where do you take folks around the Back Bay?
Well, it depends a lot on the weather conditions, but we always go out in Estero Bay. And we love to teach the ecology of the area. People really do appreciate it if they're educated about it, and they're more than likely to be able to take care of it. And conservation is one of our main messages. So that educational process is really important to us. And we take them through the mangroves. We teach them. Hopefully they see a lot of marine life and a lot of wildlife. We have some very special kayak tours led by our biologist, our environmental educator. We have some that are during the day. We have family fun kayak tours that have been very popular. They're great for families who have never kayaked for ages 6 and up. We offer those. And then we also offer some sunset kayak tours and our full moon kayak tours, which are really popular. So we have different ones scheduled. And again, people can just check out our website for those schedules. But they're very popular. And, you know, you can take the same kayak tour and maybe go a little different pathway. So it's really nice. You can explore our Stereo Bay back
yeah,
there.
It's a lot of fun to lose yourself in the mangroves back there.
It is.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, you don't want to get lost.
Well, Sheena Brooke, let's go ahead and hear another song. And again, she's going to be headlining the Music on the Mound concert at the Mound House later this month. This one is Lime in My Whiskey.
Lime in My Whiskey. I wrote this song based on an experience at a bar on the beach. I feel like most of my inspiration comes from there. I feel super privileged that my town is so supportive of me and my style. So this is just basically a country song about drinking. I mean, this is Lime in My Whiskey, and it's on my EP as well. So. Oh, I ordered me a whiskey on the rocks with a squeeze of lime, and she says that's not the way that you're supposed to drink that liquor down. Bartender poured me one more shot, shook her head, I said thanks a lot, but a little lime is not the only thing that I shouldn't be doing now. How about you tell me about the things that's driving you crazy, sitting around all day doing the things that you should. Now maybe I wanna join you, put a little lime in my whiskey, do something I never done, come on, lean on over that bar and kiss me, yeah. I laid the charm on pretty thick, now I'm on the dance floor licking my lips. She's got her eyes closed and her hands all in her hair. My heart beats faster than the song as we sway in time. My hands are on her hips, she leans in close and whispers right into my ear. How about you tell me about the things that's driving you crazy, sitting around all day doing the things that you should. Now maybe you wanna join me, put a little lime in your whiskey, do something you never done, come on, leave with me now while I'm still a little tipsy. I love going against the grain, holding on to someone while we let go of the day. Oh, how about you tell me about the things that's driving you crazy, sitting around all day doing the things that you should. Now maybe you wanna join me, put a little lime in your whiskey, do something you never done, come on, lean on and kiss me, yeah. Baby, just kiss me.
All right. The sultry vocals of Sheena Brooke performing her original song, Lime in My Whiskey. That's on her EP, which dropped in 2017. And she is going to be performing at the first Music on the Mound concert. That's April 21st at the Mound House on Fort Myers Beach. And listeners, of course, can join our conversation as well. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Sheena, I just wanted to focus on your music here for a little bit of the conversation. I don't want to totally neglect you here.
No, I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. So I know that your EP, you actually were able to record in Nashville. Can you tell us a bit about that experience?
Yeah. I went to the Smokestack Studios, which is just in the heart of a lot of little studios. They call it Berry Hill. And just in, I think we did 2 days, and I recorded the whole EP. It was really important to me. It was, right after I did the show, and probably the first time. I've recorded a lot of things over the years. If anyone's followed me for any amount of time, I've had quite the musical journey. doing rock. I did some Southern rock. I started out in hip hop until finally I just did what came, I think, most natural to me, most organically, without any direction. And so it was really the first time I went into a studio. I said, these are the songs I believe in. This is my style. This is what I want.
Huh.
And it was really amazing to go in there with that. And we recorded in a live band setting, which is kind of rare for Nashville. A lot of things are programmed now.
Yeah.
But that just felt right for me. And so it was so much fun. So much fun. So.
Yeah, and your sound, you know, clearly rooted in country, but, you know, as you said, you're not afraid to tackle other genres as well. And you hear some of those other genres blending in, too.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I have learned to just play what feels right for me. I write a lot of stuff. I write for myself. I write for other artists. But when it comes to something I'm performing and I'm doing for me, I feel like you can kind of tell it's mine because it's this weird mush pot of music.
Did you grow up exposed to a lot of country? I'm wondering how you
– No.
Like, were you finding your way to it or finding your way back?
Well,
or?
I grew up pretty Southern.
Uh-huh.
So I think yes and no. But I also grew up very sheltered. I grew up in church. I didn't really listen to a lot of music. My parents weren't vacuuming the floors and fixing cars with a radio blaring.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's so much I never knew. So it really is just an organic sound for me because I can't remember. I think the first record I bought that was mine and I listened to, I was 15, which is pretty old to be exposed to something, 15 or 16, and it was Sugarland. And I wore that record out.
Wow.
It was their first record, so.
Wow. So you really are kind of all over the place.
I really
with the genres.
Am. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I enjoy it. I love music, all kinds. And I think it helps me in the songwriting world when I'm writing with other writers or other artists to have a bit more of an open mind.
And with, you know, a lot of the inspiration for your songs, you know, coming from your environment, your hometown, Fort Myers Beach, has the Mound House ever been part of a song, either, you know, directly or indirectly?
You know, I don't think I've put the name end, Mound House, in a song. I'm not sure that ring really works. But,
yeah.
But it is definitely always inspirational. Whenever I feel stuck, I like to go places, take a walk, take a run. And I have definitely been there on more than one occasion, peering over the dock into the Estero Bay to just clear my head, to kind of get back to it, which is really important whether you're a songwriter or not. It's a beautiful place to come and just, like, rejuvenate yourself.
Yeah. Well, Allison, you know, switching gears a little bit back to the Mound House, tell us a bit about the museum and, you know, what kind of artifacts, what kind of history is documented there?
You know, the town, so many people before me did the initial archaeological research, and we're so fortunate to have had that done and have it available to us for people to see in the museum. We have the unique experience of the Stories Beneath Our Feet, which is our archaeological museum, which has the profile of the Indian Colusa Shell Mound, 800 years of history there that people can immerse themselves into. And the information that's available as part of that exhibit is on display in our the main museum, which is in the 1921 Arts and Crafts style William H. Case home. So we're very excited to be able to put all the pieces together in a comprehensive story about the different timelines in the history. So you can see all the artifacts, both from the Colusa Indians as well as the settlers who came after the Indians. You can also experience the archives and the photographs that we have had in our collection to be able to gather how those story came. Also to learn about the Case family, Colusa Ranchos, and just all the different people who were there after the Colusa. And it is a great way to just kind of capture all of that history in one. And we're very proud to share that story with everybody. So.
All right. Well, and again, Sheena Brook is here with us because she is going to be performing at the Music on the Mound concert. That's April 21st at the Mound House, and that is to benefit their summer camp scholarship fund. And so, Sheena, I was going to ask you to perform another song for us
I
as well.
I would love to.
Mm-hmm. And this is Salt on the Rim?
Salt on the Rim. It's new. I wrote this actually in Nashville with another songwriter, Sky Clare. And just it's about how sometimes you – breakups are hard, you know, and you want to pour salt on the wound. And I was like, why do that? Girl, leave Nashville, come to the beach, pour some on the rim. And a song was born. And so this is Salt on the Rim. Well, why would I take your phone call when I could just take my time soaking in the sunshine? And why would you think I'd fall for your lame attempts to get me back? No way, no thanks. I'm moving on to better weather. I'm gonna go somewhere I know I won't see ya. Order a lime and tequila, couple more margaritas, and let the healing begin. Why would I pour salt on the wound when I could put salt on the rim? Yeah. You know, why would I flip through your pictures when I could flip over and just reapply? A little more Hawaiian tropic. I'm gonna go somewhere I know I won't see ya. Order a lime and tequila, couple more margaritas, and let the healing begin. Why would I pour salt on the wound when I could put salt on the rim? Yeah. No, I don't wanna see your face no more, 'cause I meant it when I walked out that door. Baby, you and me are over. I'm not ready to be sober. I'm thinking about this Key Largo shore. I'm gonna go somewhere I know I won't see ya. Order a lime and tequila, couple more margaritas, and let the healing begin. Why would I pour salt on the wound when I could put salt on the go back to you? When I could move on from your salt on the wound, when I could put salt on the rim.
That's Sheena Brooke performing Salt on the Rim. And I love that song. I love all this music.
Thank
and
you.
It is so Fort Myers Beach. I'm like, can we go to Mermaids right now or Bonita Bells?
I tried to put Fort Myers Beach in, but it just didn't fit.
Perfect. All right. Well, we are unfortunately about out of time for today's show, but just want to remind our listeners that Sheena Brooke is going to be performing at the first Music on the Mound concert at the Mound House. That's April 21st from 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening. A great benefit for their Children's Summer Camp Scholarship Fund. Bring your lawn chairs. It'll be a great time. Sheena Brooke, you're also going to be performing next Thursday, April 19th, and that's going to be down on the beach at Fishtail Marina, correct?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Any other upcoming performances where fans can come catch you?
I will also be at Smoke on the Water on the 28th of April, which will be full band, which is a special thing for me.
Very nice.
And that's in downtown Fort Myers. But all of my dates and even more information about the Mound House can be found on my website as well, SheenaBrooke.com.
All right. And Allison Giesen, Executive Director of the Mound House, thank you so much for joining us in studio today.
Thank you so much, Dawn. I really appreciated having us today.
Our show today was produced by Mike Canary and yours truly. Our director is Richard Cinqui. Our social media coordinator today is Jessica Mazaros. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO, Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. And Sheena, we do just have a few more minutes here. I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind playing us out.
Yeah. I'm gonna go somewhere I know I won't see ya. Order a lime and tequila, couple more margaritas, and let the healing begin. Why would I pour salt on the wound when I could put salt on the go back to you? When I could move on from your salt on the wound, when I could put salt on the yeah. Oh, don't pour salt on the wound when I could pour salt on.